Several Northern Ontario companies got a big boost today from FedNR, with Federal Minister Patty Hajdu in Sudbury to announce more than $6 million in support of 13 businesses. Hajdu, who is Minister of FedNR and Indigenous Services, spoke in Sudbury on August 30 with Sudbury's new outdoor theatre, the Refitorio, serving as backdrop. Also present was Sudbury MP Vivian Lapointe, Nickel Belt MPP Mark Serre and Thunder Bay Rainy River MP, Marcus Pawlowski. At the event, Hajdu said the investment of $6,018,795 would create a wide range of economic and community benefits, including the creation of more than 120 jobs and more than 45, will be maintained, she said. That's no small number of folks, said Hajdu. That's a lot of hard work by really innovative and creative companies with a little bit of extra support from FedNR. Hajdu said the recipients of the funding are diverse, but also show the themes the federal government is working towards. The themes of Indigenous economic prosperity, mining and the supports that are going towards mining as part of the federal government's critical minerals strategy, she said. She noted that included, investing in the capacity, to build high electric vehicles in southern Ontario, and, how connected that's going to be to the prosperity of the north. The projects receiving the funding are from multiple sectors, including mining, agriculture, manufacturing and natural resource development. We know that we need to invest in Canadians and we need to invest in the capacity of regions like Northern Ontario to be part of a bigger plan to make sure that Canada can help the world see some of its most challenging and pressing issues, said Hajdu, including how we power ourselves in an ever-heating climate. The Northern Ontario businesses receiving funding include Sharp Farm Supplies of Azilda is receiving an unconditionally repayable investment of $600,000 for the construction of a grain handling facility, including construction of a warehouse and an above-ground truck scale, purchasing and installing grain fertilizer bins and a grain dryer, fabricating grain conveyors, and necessary landscaping. B&G Industrial Services in Thornlow is receiving an unconditionally repayable investment of $1,389,350 to support expansion of their existing facilities, including heating, electrical, plumbing, and HVAC systems, and the purchase and installation of new equipment including cranes, welders, and positioners. DDS Drilling Services in North Bay is receiving a repayable investment of $1 million to support the acquisition of equipment and supplies including drill bits, safety equipment, and tools, the transport of the new equipment and supplies and vehicle modifications as required, and the hiring and training of staff. Tobler Dairy Farm in New Lesquerd will receive an unconditionally repayable investment of $600,000 to build a new barn, renovate an existing structure, and purchase equipment, including a milking robot, collector, bale chopper and mixer, feed pusher, and manure pump. Graham and Graham Consulting in Thunder Bay is receiving an unconditionally repayable investment of $500,000 to support their Kakabeka Falls Land Base Experience Multi-Purpose Center project. Funding will support formal site development, marketing, renovations to current structures, purchase of large tipis and tents, construction of a program roundhouse and other structures, and landscaping. Also in Thunder Bay is the Northwestern Ontario Innovation Center, NOIC. They are receiving an investment of $489,083 to build on a previous regional pilot program that fostered entrepreneurship through supports including accessible and in-person business mentorship, training, and delivery of existing NOIC programming. North Bay Plastic Molders, NBPM, is receiving an unconditionally repayable investment of $479,202 to support the purchase of three new plastic injection molding machines. The new energy-efficient machines will allow NBPM to produce larger items that cannot be manufactured with their existing equipment. The Matheson Agricultural Society is receiving an investment of $262,080 to support renovations and upgrades to the Floyd Hembruff Civic Center. Specifically, this project will include the installation of swales, new roofing and insulation, heaters, and a new generator, upgrading electrical and plumbing systems, kitchen improvements, and a new LED digital sign. Enidmagagic is receiving an investment of $217,000 in a project that will include outreach and partner development, electrification and environmental studies, a business plan update, and drilling to confirm water availability for fire suppression systems. The township of Armstrong is receiving an investment of $133,207 to support the revitalization of the Park Durlton, including rehabilitation and paving of park pathways, the refurbishment and replacement of benches and bleachers, and modernizing pavilions and other structures to improve accessibility and to increase capacity for hosting larger events. Bayanjitiwabik Zajing Anishinaabek, Rocky Bay Reserve, is receiving an investment of $119,000 to support the development of a feasibility study and conceptual design for the community's break wall and waterfront infrastructure. Granite Core in Sunridge is receiving a repayable investment of $96,985 to support the purchase and installation of two rock-cutting saws, fabrication and installation of steel bases and indexing carts, site preparation and infrastructure upgrades within the existing facility, and related training for employees. TEMPRO in Haileybury is receiving a repayable investment of $91,048 to support scaling up and expanding the business. Specifically, this project includes building upgrades and renovations, improvement of the manufacturing section of the facility, purchasing tools and equipment, as well as website, e-commerce, and marketing tool development.